What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
Welcome back in, folks. The first big potential blockbuster of 2024 is finally in theaters. There have been some good movies, big ones, not this big. We're talking Dune Part 2. You can watch it without seeing Dune Part 1, but I don't know, would we recommend that?
I would.
There's a lot to unpack.
You need to see it. And we both have tickets for Dune Tune already this weekend. Joining us to answer these questions and to tell us what else to expect, what to watch, is Andy Farnsworth, host of The Movie Show every Friday on KSL News Radio.
It's been a while since you've had one of those nightmares. Tell me, what was it about?
Well, my friends, I've been nearly busting up with excitement to tell you about this movie since I watched it a couple of weeks ago, but Dune Part 2 delivers in nearly every way possible. It's the second chapter in director Denis Villeneuve's massive adaptation of Frank Herbert's classic sci-fi novel. As we begin Part 2, Paul Atreides, played by Timothée Chalamet, trying to survive on a desert planet after nearly everyone from his bloodline was killed off. Now he lives with the indigenous people of that planet called the Fremen, learning their ways from characters played by Zendaya and Javier Bardem. Paul wants revenge on the people who killed his family, and to accomplish that, he may have to embrace the belief some of the natives have that he's a messiah to their people. This movie was absolutely stunning. The visual effects are as good as any I've ever seen. The cast is star-studded, and it's full of skilled actors. The story is epic and complex, yet also allowing for you to follow along without having to have read the book beforehand. I would recommend you watch Part 1, however. I could gush about Part 2 indefinitely, but what you need to know is that this is a movie-going experience. It is meant to be seen on the biggest screen possible. Dune Part 2 is an early candidate for my best movie of 2024, and we're only on March 1st. It was supposed to come out last year, but got delayed because of the Hollywood strikes. I give Dune Part 2 a solid A grade. It's rated PG-13 and playing only in theaters. Also in theaters this week is the final two episodes of the latest season of The Chosen. During the month of February, fans of the series about the life of Jesus and his disciples have been able to watch all the episodes of the fourth season in theaters. Now in the final 2 hours, you'll see Jesus bring Lazarus back to life and set off the chain of events that will lead to his own death. This unique rollout of new episodes has done pretty well at the box office, with each set of episodes making the top five highest grossing titles each week in February. The Chosen is not rated, but it is safe for all ages. No streaming or broadcast date has been announced yet, but producers say season 4 will only be in theaters until March 10th. Finally, our big streaming item of the week is an epic miniseries that just debuted on Hulu called Shogun. It's based on the 1975 novel. Shogun is set in Japan in 1600, where a group of warlords are battling each other for power. Like Dune, this is another story that is very epic in nature, and the production team spared no expense for authenticity. One warning, the dialogue is all in Japanese with English subtitles, but it's worth the time and investment, in my opinion. I give the series an A- so far. New episodes are streaming each week on Hulu. So take your pick of epic tales this week with what to watch. I'm The Movie Show's Andy Farnsworth for KSL 5.
Andy kept things under control. When he told me about watching Dune a couple weeks ago, he couldn't stop talking about it. He's got even more information on these movies and these shows, as well as everything else coming to the big screen and the small screen on the KSL Movie Show. You can listen to the podcast version of the show on the KSL Plus app as well, KSL News Radio app, and anywhere you get your podcasts too. So Andy actually said, I don't know that there will be a better movie this year.
Than Dune 2?
Than Dune Part 2.
I'm so excited about it. I just watched the first installment last week, so I'm like,
I just love all the old epic movies like Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments, these huge epic movies you got to see on the big screen. Dune is like that.
I'm excited.
Big movie.
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on ksltv.com. I'll see you there.